T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns, in the name of love.
Senator Ryan McDougal was at the Capitol last night for crossover day, which turned into the night, and joins us this morning. What do you think? When did you all actually wrap up? I was trying to figure that out on Facebook today, when people actually tapped out.
John, I got home back to Hanover at about 1:30 this morning.
Okay.
So I said yesterday night, and good portion of this morning at the Capitol.
Wow. All right. So what happened and what didn't happen? Were you all able to save us from some of the bad ideas? Or are they still on track to be signed by the governor at the end of this session, you think?
Well, I tell you, John, I think the underlying fact that came from last night is if you live in Virginia, you're going to spend a lot more money. It just became a lot more expensive.
In what
gas
ways?
Gas tax went up.
Yep.
Gas tax went up 15 cents in Central Virginia. That is almost double the 17.5 cents we have now. And it'll continue to go up once it gets to that 15 cents. Electric bills are going up with the addition of a lot of new requirements on electricity. The cost of you getting energy, whether in the summer or winter, all year round, is going to get a lot more expensive. Collective bargaining. People don't know what that is. That means that groups of government employees, people that are being paid by your and my tax dollars, mm-hmm. can now join together, in essence, in a union organized way to bargain for higher wages. So that's going to really impact local governments as well. And then, to top it all off, we said counties, you can now raise taxes the same way that the cities do. So your local governments are going to be able to raise your taxes in ways that they were not able to raise them before. And to cap it all off, minimum wage is going to $15. And that might be great for Northern Virginia, but the places that I represent, some of those economies are not as robust as Northern Virginia. And $15 minimum wage sounds great, but it will result in people losing jobs. It's going to be more expensive in Virginia.
Yeah, I kept a place up in Northern Virginia for a long time, and my experience was that a lot of those businesses up there are shady as you know what, and they're paying people under the table because they won't even pay the current minimum wage. You know, they take advantage of illegal immigrants who are there, threaten to call the cops on them, and then pay them under the table. So I think they're probably not really helping the people they think they're going to help, and they're going to wind up hurting a number of others. That's a pretty long list of bad ideas for Virginia, which will have a real negative impact probably pretty quick on the month-to-month expenses of the average Virginian. Are you getting feedback from people who are saying, how the heck did this happen?
Well, I think you're exactly right. July 1, if these are all signed by the governor, and for the most part, each of these bills had a companion in the House of Delegates, the language would have to be matched up for them to pass, but that is likely. But yes, it's going to happen July 1, and it's going to be pretty immediate. There are other things that are more in the weeds. There will be the cost of building new buildings for government buildings will go up with some required project labor agreements, which means, in essence, you have to pay the prevailing union wage. But it is just going to be more expensive and immediate. I'm hearing from local businesses that they're going to have to make some really tough decisions as they go forward, because some of the jobs that they have, they can't make the operation work if they have to pay all their employees $15 an hour. And certainly it got watered down a little bit at the end, but I think in the Richmond metro area, we're going to be seeing $15 minimum wage. But all these things together are going to be incredibly expensive for Virginia.
So are Republicans holding together when the final votes come and trying to stop this, or a few people breaking? What's the caucus saying these days?
Well, I mean, I think people like me have been very, very resolute and very vocal in the fact that these policies are not free market. They're not good for Virginia businesses, mm-hmm. but they're not good for Virginia workers either. We want there to be competition. When the economies are moving up, we want to be able to get jobs. Everybody can have different views, and our caucus members spread the entire Commonwealth and some in Northern Virginia. But for the most part, we've been pretty solid against these proposals that are going to be very expensive for Virginia.
Any hope to defeat some of the really bad versions of these bills, or is it just on a fast track? Democrats have the numbers, and the governor has indicated he'll sign what comes to his desk.
I think on the ones I just talked about, they're going to become law on July 1. That's I would be surprised if they did not. Mm-hmm. Now, we did have a small victory last night, and there was a bill that would have required a plastic bag tax for the entire Commonwealth.
Wow.
Regardless of where you were, you would pay this tax. We were able to limit that last night to Northern Virginia, but it still could come back from the House in a different version.
And what are they lying about? Where were they going to spend that money? When I lived in D.C., they said they'd use it to clean up the river, which I never saw any dramatic change when I was kayaking there in the cleanliness of the river. But what were they saying here?
Well, you talk about cleaning up. I'll tell you what they didn't say. We heard that millions and millions, we were even told billions of raw sewage are flowing into the James River on days like yesterday mm-hmm. when it rains because of the wastewater facility in the city of Richmond. They didn't fund that bill. Mm-hmm. They said, let's look at it for a year. So some of those priorities that we could all agree would make our lives better, make
they
the environment better, we didn't fund those. But yeah. We are funding a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. Well, that plastic bag tax, I mean, people think it's just a little thing. It's an outrageous tax. And, you know, my friends who ran businesses up there, the shoplifting went through the roof because suddenly people started pocketing things. And you really couldn't tell who'd paid for what as they left the store because you no longer had to put it in a plastic bag. It was, you know, balancing it on the way.
Well, John, we all want the environment to be cleaner, better. But the indication is you make those bags not used, then people switch to the larger, supposedly non-disposable bags. Mm-hmm. But that actually adds more plastic waste to our landfills.
Yeah. The whole thing is a sham. The whole thing is a sham, and somebody should call it out. I appreciate you joining us and kind of articulating the damage that's being done at the Capitol today, and I hope people will remember it when it comes time to vote this November and next November. I mean, it is a big mess. State Senator Ryan McDougall from Hanover, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.